This is a WUKY News in-depth report. Journalism students are entering the industry at a time of unprecedented change, from rapidly evolving technology to a presidential administration that's openly hostile to the press. With graduation day approaching, WUKY invited two soon-to-be journalism graduates to give us their take on becoming a reporter in 2017. Josh James has the story.
The media world new grads will step into when they step off the graduation stage at the University of Kentucky bears little resemblance to the one where Walter Cronkite assured audiences that
that's the way it is.
Today, budding journalists are being asked to navigate a diverse, fragmented, and increasingly confusing media landscape.
Americans tend to now rely more on opinion journalism.
You are fake news.
It is time for you to get your
I think back. We have to find that core reason. We have to find those people, that reason why we do this, and then just pursue it.
Lee Mengistu first caught the journalism bug as a young photographer who decided she wanted to tell stories. One that caught her attention at UK was the student reaction to racially charged incidents at the University of Missouri in 2015, tensions which led to the resignation of the school's president and a growing movement at campuses across the country.
And so they had a hashtag, not just Mizzou, and they wrote down, you know, incidents that had happened here that had made them, you know, identify with the students, what the students at University of Missouri were going through.
So she took the story to UK's student newspaper, the Kentucky Colonel.
The editor told me, okay, we can get somebody on it. I said, actually, do you mind if I write it? Because I just felt very passionately, not about, you know, it doesn't matter where I stand on the issue, but I just wanted this story to be done well.
That confidence led to a stint at WUKY, Associated Press Awards, and a forthcoming internship at NPR before she heads off to the University of California, Berkeley this fall to study new media. And when she talks about journalism, you can hear just how social media and the ability to connect with audiences has reshaped young reporters' vision of the job.
It's a personal conversation. It's not just you disseminating information. It's you sharing information with a friend, with someone you care about, because I mean, you're part of the community. I think it's our civic duty.
That sense of duty is not lost on another 2017 graduate.
You know, sometimes I forget I'm a student.
Marjorie Kirk, now former editor of the school's independent student newspaper, is busy showing the next staff of the Colonel the ropes.
Anytime you hand over a baby to another person who you also consider your baby, it's a little heart-wrenching.
Kirk's tenure at the helm has been eventful, to say the least. Under her leadership, the paper found itself at odds with the university administration and thrust into the local and national media spotlight.
The Kentucky Colonel's new editor-in-chief, Marjorie Kirk, starts her senior year of school knee-deep in real-world journalism issues.
In 2016, the paper filed two Freedom of Information requests, seeking documents on the university's investigation into sexual harassment allegations against a former associate professor. UK turned over some records, but withheld others, citing the Federal Education Rights and Privacy Act. When the Colonel kept pushing, taking its case to the Attorney General, the university took its own student paper to court.
I was terrified when they said that. I was like, oh my God, lawsuit? Like, that word does not instill confidence in me. And luckily, they calmed us down and explained to us, this is what journalists do. This is what professionals expect.
Not your image.
What resulted was a high-profile tug of war, with the Colonel seeking more transparency from the school in how it deals with faculty accused of sexual assault, and UK maintaining a full release of the documents would compromise the identity of the accusers and discourage future survivors from coming forward. UK spokesman Jay Blanton.
The university's position has been the same throughout this process, that it should be the determination of whether a story is told ought to be completely the decision of the victim survivor.
While that court battle is still ongoing, and both sides appear ready to appeal as far as necessary, Kirk says she leaves with a sense of accomplishment, having undergone an experience few student journalists can lay claim to.
Yeah, being a student always kind of came secondary to what I thought was a bigger concern, and that was making sure this lawsuit was taken care of and that our lawyers had all the information they needed from me. and that the public really knew, okay, we're doing the job of journalists.
But disputes over open records requests almost seemed old-fashioned against the backdrop of the 2016 election, when allegations of fake news took on a life of their own. Kirk says it's up to the next generation of reporters to reclaim that lost ground.
We're in a time right now where people don't understand exactly what journalism is and are extremely distrustful of different media. And I think in some cases, rightfully so, there are some media out there, or mediums out there, I guess, that are abusing the trust of the public. But we're trying to teach a new generation, okay, this is what real news is.
Lee Mengistu also sees a role for the general public.
It's very easy to get wrapped up in, you know, the different sources, alternate sources out there. And I think news literacy is a huge, huge, just necessary skill that everybody needs to have just to be able to decipher what is the truth and what isn't.
And while this new media terrain may still look unfamiliar to veteran journalists, it may not appear quite so daunting to up-and-coming reporters, or at least not in the same way. Kirk says 9/11 was the first news event she really remembers.
We were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is,
and then I remember following the Iraq War on television and reading about it in the paper with my dad. I remember seeing Anderson Cooper, and Anderson Cooper even came to campus, and I was so inspired when he mentioned how he got his start was he just had a camcorder and he went to the Middle East, and I was like, that takes balls. Like, I don't know how you do that. But those kinds of people really inspire me, the ones who just go out for the sake of making sure that people know what's going on.
Now, Kirk is planning on pursuing a second degree in law, which he suspects will become an area of expertise in high demand in the coming years. Asked whether she's nervous about entering the fray at such a critical time for journalism, she seems unfazed.
I'm getting so prepared because I'm ready to face this fight. I've always loved a good fight. I always loved a great challenge, and so I'm excited for this.
For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Josh James.